See, what the research reveals is that perhaps there could be a number of cases of children that are born positive who could not be knowing their status because they have not been able to go for a test on their own. And these results are only coming after these children or these women have been taken for a test in terms of the law after they've been raped. They're supposed to be tested for HIV. They could have been infected by the rapists themselves, or they could have been already positive from birth. It's a challenge to us as programmers, as National AIDS Council, as partners. We thank the Adult Rape Clinic for having carried out this report, because it really shows that something needs to be done.
Mr. Manuel, what can be done to educate women when they find themselves in this situation that, you know, they have been raped? Can they get any help soon afterwards?
Yes, the TEP program is ongoing. I think we are working with a number of partners who are really creating awareness, particularly to the girl children who can be or victim of, even the boy child as well. Activities are taking place, and we need to really intensify so that people are aware, fully aware that within 72 hours you should be able to access rape. I'm happy that a number of organizations have come up in the communities, like I was mentioning, Mondoro, even in the rural areas, in ways there are some community-based ones which are really working towards that, and we just need to share this information, and we also call upon the media to do much more stories on this, particularly the electronic media, so that at least people are aware about what is happening. Apart from normal programming that is done by NAC and other partners, we also think that the media can play a very, very big role to conscientize and make people aware.